Yale Podcast Network.
Welcome to the McMillan Report. I'm Marilyn Wilkshire, host, and our guest is Pablo Vidal. He is here at Yale as a visiting scholar with the Council on Latin American and Iberian Studies at the McMillan Center. Professor Vidal is the director of the Anthropology Research Institute at the Catholic University of Valencia in Spain. His research interests include the relationship between people and nature, nomadic and transhumanist people, and immaterial cultural heritage. Today we'll talk with Professor Vidal about how mobile phone usage is impacting the lives of nomadic herders in Monaco. Welcome, Professor Vidal.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Let's talk about your work and the paper that you've done. Give us an overview.
For me, the interest is and was that nomadic people are now finishing. Only very few people are still living in tents. Mm-hmm. So it was something like recording something from the past that will be not survive to the future. Mm-hmm. So for this reason, I came to this region, which is very far away from every place. And for me, it was fascinating because I was able to speak and to meet these real nomadic people still living in tents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you actually present yourself to these virtual strangers, I imagine, and have them accept you enough to help you with your work?
This is a very interesting question. Thank you for that. It is impossible to do this work if you don't have local contacts. Mm-hmm. So I did this work, this research, in collaboration with Meknes Agricultural School. So they were local partners and they make all the contacts. Mm-hmm. If not, it's impossible to go, and it's impossible even to visit these places, these tents, because they are private. Mm-hmm. You may not arrive without a previous invitation. And all these invitation and all these contacts are made by phone, by mobile phone.
Okay, so once you got there, what was your life like? How much time did you spend there and what was your day like?
Well, I have been in this place 1 week and in the previous places other weeks. So at last 2 months in total doing the field work there. So every day we visit morning and afternoon different tents doing the interviews. Mm-hmm. So in this last place we arrived to 20 interviews.
Okay.
So that was great and we were very happy.
So what kind of things did you ask them in the interview?
Well, at the beginning is just to understand their style of life. So everything, what are they doing, which is their schedule, and the relation with the cities. We were looking for sedentarization process and the relation between nomadic and sedentarization people. That was the main subject. But very quickly, I start thinking about mobile phones because that was the relation between the two worlds. Mm-hmm. So now the nomadic people are connected. And I start realizing that one day that I was in the middle of the steppe, in the middle of nowhere, and suddenly someone phoned me. And I said, wow, I'm in so far from any place, and there is a mobile phone here. Mm-hmm. And when I arrived to the tent, I was speaking with the man, and after some teas, he asked me about the political situation in my country. Mm-hmm. So I realized that he was isolated, but at the same time, very well connected.
Right. Okay.
So that was the contradiction. So I start working on this contradiction.
How long have they been using mobile phones?
They start using the mobile phone when it was a democratic issue. At the beginning, that was very complicated. These people don't have bank accounts. Mm-hmm. They don't have a postal address. So it's impossible to have a fixed phone. Mm-hmm. So their first phones were the mobile. So that was 6 years ago. So something very, very,
very
new.
Very recent.
Yeah, very recent. And still today, they are using old phones without internet connection.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do they have internet connection? Are they smartphones? But no, they're not.
They don't have mostly smartphones because they don't need it. They need the phone for other purposes. So the young generations are using smartphones, but not them.
So what are the purposes they are using their phones for?
Well, the idea is, as I said in the article, is to be nomadic, being living in a sedentarization place. So mobile sedentarization, that was the idea. The only way to continue being nomadic is having these mobile phones, because they are in connection with the cities. Mm-hmm. So they still are living in tents, but very well connected with cities. Mm-hmm. And for that is so important, the net. So they are living where there is a mobile net. For them is really interesting. And they have the mobile net in her head. So they know where to establish the tent or where they cannot, because there is not
service.
Ah, exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So this is all connected. And this is the contradiction, mobile sedentarization. So the only way for them to be nomadic, because they are very proud to be nomadic. They don't like to be living in cities. Mm-hmm. They would like to. This is the last frontier, the last border, and they are there. And when you speak with them, they say, no, I'm very proud to be a nomad, and I would like to be nomad in the future.
Right.
So this is the only way.
Right. Well, that is fascinating, because I can understand how the older generation would like to remain nomadic. What about their children? Are they of the same opinion, or do you see the nomadic population dwindling?
This is a good point, because the young generation prefer to live in cities. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that 20 years later, these young people will be back to the old traditions.
Right, they've but had enough of city life.
Well, we are speaking about cities of 20,000 inhabitants, so they are not big cities, they're civilization.
Right.
But for them, it's very important to be near the school, for obvious reasons,
right.
And near the mosque, and very important, near the market.
Okay.
So thanks to that, they may do these connections.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about women? I imagine the majority of the men have them, but are the women also using the mobile phones?
Mostly not. The point is that this region is a very rural one. Mm-hmm. It's one of the poorest in the country. So there you may see that modernization and woman freedom is still an issue.
Right.
So most of them, they don't have a mobile. Men are going to markets, not women. They remain in tents. And even it's very difficult to establish a conversation with them.
I see.
Let me tell you something. I was once 4 years, 4 hours in a tent, and I hear the woman in the other side of the same tent. But in 4 years, I was not able to meet them and to speak to them.
Wow.
And even we start doing questions to them through the husband. And it was just 2 meters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something fascinating, but that should change in the future. But that happens in these rural areas.
Okay. Sorry. I'm curious. So when you're trying to interview the woman and the man is basically translating, could you hear what the woman's response? So did the man change kind of her answer to suit whatever his needs happen to be?
It's even worse, and the question of translation is quite complicated, because I don't speak Arabic, I speak French.
Mm.
So with my colleagues from the local university, I speak in French. They translate it into Arabic to the husband, and the husband do the question in Arabic to the woman. the woman translated into to the husband in Arabic, the husband to the local professor, and the professor to me. And in all this way, of course, there are things that you lose. We realize that when we do this translation, we lose a lot of things. Some of the translators do the good translation as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially if they are local politicians there. So this is quite complicated. It's also complicated with when the translators are women.
Right.
Because in some cases they are not accepted. So it's an interesting issue.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the ways that mobile phones have transformed the nomadic lives. So what has actually changed? Have there been dramatic changes from the way they had used to live to now when they have the mobile phones?
Absolutely. Now they can't live without the mobile. When we speak about nomadic people, we say they were people looking for the sky, looking for the clouds, and looking for rain. Now they don't need to look for the clouds. They don't need to follow the clouds. They just phone to the colleagues, and it has been raining, and it has been raining, that means that it will be grass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they are looking for. Now they know prices in the market for lambs. They are connected to know the political issues, question about the family, to speak with the veterinarian. So this idea of mobile sedentarization, they may be sedentarian in a way, because thanks to the mobile, they can be in contact with everybody, and when they need to do this mobilization, thanks to the mobile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think there certainly have been benefits to the mobile phones. Have there been any negative consequences for the implementation of them?
There are negative consequences. One of them is that, yes, when it's raining, everybody now knows where the grass is. So not only local people are looking for this grass, but people from other regions.
Mm-hmm.
So now there is an overgrassing in the areas thanks to the mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The news goes very quickly, and for the good and for the bad.
So everyone will go to the grassy area so that the cattle or sheep can graze on the grass.
Exactly, but too many cattle for the same grass. So
right,
this is a big issue.
Right.
For them, this is a big concern.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think the future holds for these people?
When I spoke to them, they were very proud to be nomadic. So they will be there.
Mm-hmm.
They will change to remain. So they will use technologies to be in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have been watching is that they are fighting against the desert, against the desertification. And there you may touch the climate change, and they are in the first line fighting against that.
Right.
Yeah.
I would imagine that is a huge concern for them.
Absolutely.
Are you planning on doing follow-up work on this?
Yes. In the future, I will follow these studies on transhumans
mm-hmm.
in Spain, in Morocco, and also in other Mediterranean countries.
Okay, well, yeah. We will look forward to seeing that, and I thank you so much for being here today and sharing your work.
Thank you for the invitation.
For more information about Professor Vidal and his research, please visit our website at macmillanreport.yale.edu. Be sure to join us again for another episode of the Macmillan Report, made possible through funding from the Whitney and Betty Macmillan Center for International and Area Studies at Yale.